All week on Morning Edition, we've been marking the second anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and we've been meeting people who've made a difference. That includes people who bring back color to a troubled city. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
You wouldn't think that paint could be so powerful, but as the wrecked, washed-out homes of Gulf Coast residents are slowly rebuilt, bright, cheerful, colorful paint seems to be the one thing strong enough to wipe away the past.
When we first came back after the storm, everything looked like a moonscape. Everything was gray and was like a grayish-brown mud. So I want color now.
Dagmar Booth stands in the bedroom of a rebuilt home in St. Bernard Parish. The walls are the bright blue of a perfect sky. They almost shimmer.
Did you pick this out?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Very nice.
It's called Morning Breeze. You open up your eyes, it's like, oh, good morning.
Purple. Scooter.
Oh, this is great.
She loved this color.
Oh.
In a nearby house, Yolanda and Antoine Duplessis show visitors their daughter's new room. The walls are a rich purple, the closet a brilliant pink. Even the blades on the ceiling fan are decorated with pink and purple butterflies. But it's the kitchen that Yolanda loves.
This kitchen made me think of a smiling face.
Yeah, why?
Because of the color.
The color of golden wheat, or maybe a late day sun. It's hard to say.
Honey, what the color of this kitchen is?
I wouldn't want to say cinnamon brown.
No, cinnamon brown outside.
Yeah.
Tangerine.
This chai latte, though.
Chai latte.
Yeah.
It's joy.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I love this color.
She also loves coffee and dreams of sitting here soon drinking a cup in her new smiley face kitchen. Not far away, Sydney Rue also dreams in color, the color of the new modular home she expects to arrive soon.
And I can't wait. Can't wait. The outside is blue. And eventually I want my red shutters and my red doors.
She already has the appliances, a new red microwave, a red toaster, and others all stacked in her FEMA trailer ready to go.
I'm nuts for red. I love red. But I wanted a red refrigerator, red stove and hood, but I didn't have an extra $10,000. That's how much it would have cost. But it looks like the 50s.
What she needs now is a red coffee pot. Once she has that and the house, Sydney Rue says she's ready for company.
My little red truck's here. Just stop. That means I'm home.
Pam Fessler, NPR News.